BFM. You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Atamarie e te whanau kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi poho. You're on 95 BFM Breakfast. My name's Rachel. Last night, Zoe and I were at the Silver Scroll Awards for 2022. It was the first back in person since before the pandemic, and it was a really amazing celebration of songwriters and songwriting. A whole lot of awards were given out, and we're going to hear about a few of them this morning across the show. The first one we're going to get stuck into is the APRA Maioha Award, which celebrates contemporary waiata reo Māori. Although amazingly last night there was so much waiata reo Māori across the board, not just in this category being celebrated, it felt really, really special. But the three nominees for this award are all artists that we're big fans of here at BFM. M. Hayley Walker, aka Te Kahu, was nominated for her track Ehine E. Rhea Hall was nominated for Rangatira or Ona, and Asia Ropata, Billie Jean and Chris Whitty were nominated for their amazing song Te Iho. So we're going to have a listen to a little bit of the glitz and the glamour from last night. Kia ora M, Te Kahu. How are you feeling about having Ehine E up for such a prestigious award?
Oh my gosh, it's actually mind-blowing. I'm very, very blessed. I'm in awe. Yeah, I think mostly I'm just extremely pōkereru, extremely proud because, you know, this is a waiata that was, I think it was the second ever waiata for Te Kahu that I composed, and it was just in my room with literally a guitar, and so I don't know, I just felt really like that was the way that, you know, my nannies compose. And also for this to be in the top three, and it's a, you know, a lesbian love song is really special and totally, you know, composed in reo Māori as well, so it means a lot.
Absolutely. All wahine Māori in the top three for your category as well, which is also such a special thing.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Like for Maioha, which is, you know, of course all about Māori excellence, like of our reo and things like that, and so to have, you know, ngā wāhine katoa, it's very special and amazing for us to, you know, get that credit. And alongside Ngoi Ngoi and Tuini as well.
Happy to be here. I'm so happy to be amongst friends and music whānau that we haven't, you know, seen each other in a minute, so that's like the highlight for me. Yeah.
And you're up for a very special award with a song that's had a couple of lives now. How does it feel to be celebrating Rangatira tonight?
Yeah, you know what, I actually forgot that was the case. I thought I was just coming to, you know, see everyone that I haven't seen in the last couple of years, but yeah, I mean, beautiful, you know, katahi te kaupapa, whakaharahara ko tēnei. It's a wonderful thing to be able to celebrate te reo Māori music and that specific award too, and more so because all of the finalists for the Maioha Award are women, so I'm not sure if that's been done before, but I feel really privileged to be amongst such amazing company.
I'm Asia.
Kia ora, I'm Billie Jean.
Hey, I'm Chris Whitty.
How are you guys feeling being here tonight, celebrating your song amongst so many beautiful people, beautiful music?
Well, to be honest, I don't even know what the heck I'm doing here. It feels surreal, but it's amazing. Such a cool opportunity. Like, it's like I'm at the prom or something.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm just excited, but also very, you know, nervous. It's a first time event, this sort of event for myself, so, and us, I think. So yeah, it's wonderful to see everyone.
Yeah, I feel like I'm at like a fancy high school formal, but everyone's a bit older and like a lot cooler.
The song is such a beautiful tribute to womanhood and the, you know, mana of women. How does it feel to have this particular track recognised amongst so many peers?
It feels pretty cool, eh? Because it's really what we're living and what our whole kaupapa is, raising our children, thinking about our whānau, hapu iwi, our mokopuna. I'm not really one for awards, to be honest, but it's cool to see it in this space, because we're just about, giving wahine Māori a voice.
We know how much this song means to us as a collective, but also individually. And it is very much an uplifting song for our wahine and for our kōtiro.
That was the amazing Asia, Billie Jean and Chris chatting about their track Te Iho, which was one of the three nominees for APRA Maioha Award last night at the Silver Scrolls. They look pretty shell-shocked to be there. First-time finalists, and it turns out, first-time winners as well. They were announced as the winners during the ceremony, and an amazing cover of their song was performed by Sian on amazing Taonga Pooro. It was just such a beautiful moment. We're going to hear a little bit from them post-match after they got the award in their hands, and then we're going to listen to the track Te Iho. Well, we saw you before. We're seeing you now after. How are you feeling? You've got the award in your hands.
Oh, wiri wiri ana te ngākau, engari hari ko ana te ngākau. Although nervous for probably a few weeks now, but very happy to accept our taonga te ngore. It's wonderful, eh? It's
pretty wonderful. Cool. And unreal. It won't sink in for a while. We're a bit shocked.
I think that's totally fair enough. It's such an overwhelming, incredible night tonight as well, to get up on that stage. Such a beautiful and holistic celebration of Waiata Māori and Te Ao Māori on the stage tonight.
It was beautiful to see our people and their stories out on display.
It's like such an honour and a privilege to be included in this list.
Te
ko te waiata no Asia and Billie Jean. Nā kai waiata, that is the track that won last night, the APRA Maioha Award at the Silver Scroll Awards for 2022. A really beautiful song written by Asia, Billie Jean and Chris Weddy. And amazing, amazing trophy that they were carrying out as well, with some incredible carving on it too. As they mentioned in there, it was a pretty incredible celebration of Wahine Māori last night. Inducted into the New Zealand Music Hall of Fame, Te Whare Taonga Pōro o Aotearoa were two absolute greats of Waiata Reo Māori. Te Kumero or Noinoi Pewhairangi, and her beloved auntie Tuini Moetu Hangu, Ngā Wai. So we're going to hear a wee bit more about all of that later on in the show. 95. Kia ora whānau, you're on 95 BFM Breakfast. If you're wondering why we do need some sleep, it's because we've been burning the candle at both ends. Last night, Zoe and I were at the APRA Silver Scroll Awards, the first back in person since 2019. It was a really amazing celebration of all things songwriting from Aotearoa. The evening was curated by Rob Ruha and Silla Ruha, who put together an incredible lineup of performances. One of the very special things about the Silver Scrolls is that all the nominated top five artists, and actually the nominees in every category, have their songs performed by another group. So it's a lovely sort of gesture of solidarity and respect that goes into that evening. And Rob and Silla did an amazing job of putting together some incredible Māori performers and performances last night, particularly considering that a major part of the evening was celebrating two great Māori artists, Noinoi Pewhairangi and her auntie Tuini Moetu Hangu Ngā Wai, as they were inducted into the New Zealand Music Hall of Fame. We're going to hear a little bit now from the finalists from the Silver Scroll itself. The finalists were There's a Tuesday for their track Girl at Night, Marlon Williams for his song My Boy, Troy Kingi and The Nudge for their track He Orite, the incredible group Kahau and Rob Ruha for the song 35, and Tammy Nelson and Delaney Davidson for Beyond the Stars. Let's get stuck into it. Zoe, where are we?
We are at the 2022 APRA Silver Scrolls, Rachel.
Down at Spark Arena. It's looking pretty glitzy. It's looking pretty glamorous.
It is.
What's the vibe? Paint us a picture for the radio.
People everywhere, people streaming in the door, heaps of famous favourites. Te Kahu, I can see Harriet from Nānoi's, Jasmine Mary, Troy Kingi.
I can see Gussie from Earth Tongue wearing the best green go-go boots I've ever seen.
Oh my god, yes.
Diggy Dupe's just walked past. You ready for a good night?
I am.
Hey, I'm Joel.
Kia ora, I'm Minnie.
Kia ora, I'm Nat.
Hi, I'm Gus.
Where there's a Tuesday.
I think we should start with Nat, your tie. What does it say tonight?
My tie says, girls rule, boys drool.
feels fitting for the song that's being celebrated tonight.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Definitely.
Bit of a fist to the sky type of an anthem. Yeah. How does it feel to have your track up in these glossy halls this evening?
Incredible. We're so, so, so stoked and feeling very lucky and grateful, eh?
Feeling really excited that the song's here.
We're just so excited to hear someone sing our song. That's an honour. That's so crazy to us. So yeah, probably for me that's my biggest excitement.
Me too, eh? I'm super intrigued.
And how will you be celebrating tonight if you do take away the gong?
Maybe a burger? burger and cheese?
Six burgers maybe?
Yeah, early night.
Early night, six burgers. Tammy Nelson, how are you tonight?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, you look amazing. Could you describe for the listeners the dress you're wearing tonight?
I've been told that I look like a red Christmas tree, so red tulle skirt, like poofy sleeves, a gold crown, you know, just like
just
cash,
a casual one, yeah.
Cash vibes.
And an amazing plate necklace that says what?
Feral. It's like a reminder of what I should aspire to be, like walk outside the lines of domestication and and society in general. And that's kind of, yeah, my reminder.
The song that is being celebrated tonight has had a very special journey. It comes from a very personal place for you and Delaney, and has had the amazing Willie Nelson lend his musicality to it too. How does it feel to celebrate it here tonight?
It's just so, you know, there's so many levels to the celebrations tonight, you know, after the last couple of years of us not being able to gather and now coming together as a community again, because so much of what we do as artists is we're in isolation in a studio or out on tour. We're not together as a community. And so that in itself is really special. But I always feel like the Silver Scrolls are like Christmas, you know, like Christmas morning. You don't know what you're going to get. And like, it's just such a huge honor to have other musicians that you know and love and respect interpret your song, and that you'll never get to hear again in that way. And so yeah, it's just my favorite night.
And beyond the sky.
Troy Kingy, how's it going?
Very good. It's been a bit rushy. I got the kids, four of my kids down with me, so we just got in at 3 and I've been running back and forth to the car because they've forgotten stuff in the car. Had a shower and here we are.
Do you guys want to say hey?
Hi.
It's been a busy time for you, celebrating many different projects you've been working on. How does it feel to have a moment to focus on He Orite?
Oh man, I feel really happy for the boys. You know, I don't know if they've been nominated for anything. I feel like I've been a bit of a award whore these last couple of years. So really happy for the boys, and I know that they're happy to be here. So just gonna enjoy the night, and it's always a good night to catch up with friends and see what everyone's up to over the next wee bit.
Kia ora, I'm Miraya.
Kia ora, I'm Ryan.
Kia ora, James.
The Nudge. It's a special song, He Orite. We've talked about it before. Mm. We've talked about how it's amazing to see so much Reo Māori music celebrated tonight.
Aye.
How are you guys feeling about that?
It's awesome. This song came about with an awesome piece of funding from Te Māngai Pāho about putting a band that doesn't use Te Reo Māori with an artist that does. And I just think it was an awesome piece of funding, and that really sparked the whole thing. To do this song with Troy, and you know, and the outcome, I think we're all really stoked with. You know, it was an awesome journey.
Oh yeah, I'm just so stoked that we're a part of the Reo journey for us as a nation. Really, I mean, He Orite has done some great things on that note for sure. So something to be very proud of.
Te whanau, ko whenua tēnei, huri tēnei no te tai rāwhiti, rongo whakaata me te aotanga o Mahaki. Che, kia ora.
Kia ora guys, my name's Dan.
Kia ora ko kai heus taku inua, no Ngaita Manuhiri, no Ngāti Poro, porau anō hoki ahau.
Kia ora te whanau, ko Ainsley Taitoku Ingoa, huri tēnei no te whanau apanui me te whakatohia.
Kia ora ko te amurete taku ingoa, no Ngāti Prae.
Kia ora kaha, it's so nice to chat with you tonight. Your song has done the world, it's done so many different TikToks, it's been an amazing hit. How does it feel to be at this flash evening tonight celebrating it?
I mean, I think it's just like when we think about how long it took us to like write the song, we wrote it in like an hour and a half. So to see then it, you know, do the TikTok dances and the, you know, the Silver Scrolls, it's kind of like, you're just like, whoa. Kind of, you know, can't believe it a little bit, but surreal. But now honestly, like, I think we're all just so stoked to be a part of that song.
Takes me back to a whakatauki, aha ko he iti he paunamu. Although it took an hour and a half, it reached the world. Hey, not only our country, other countries, other people, other ethnicities, all other cultures in the world. And I think that's the main thing that we wanted to put out there, that it was relatable and everyone can enjoy it.
How was it working with Rob? Because he's a legend, he's a lovely guy. How was that process?
Well, Rob's all of our uncle, so it's been amazing to learn what he does, you know, in his daily life, and how he's giving his koha to us to learn as well has been such an amazing thing for us, and we're so honoured and privileged to learn it, you know, firsthand from Uncle Rob, who is the directing and being the director of tonight, yeah, of all the shows. And yeah, it's just so amazing.
Rob Ruha, music director for the show tonight.
Kia ora, Sila Ruha, also music director for tonight's show.
It looks stunning in there. You guys must be pretty excited about sharing this with everyone.
Absolutely. I mean, we haven't had a live Silver Scrolls show for a couple of years now, so this is really, really special to, one, celebrate coming together and celebrate our amazing songwriters here in Aotearoa, but then just to be here together, skin to skin, celebrating as one.
Yeah, I'm feeling amazing. I think I agree with Rob in that it's been a while since we've been able to connect. I also feel super nervous because tonight, as well as honouring our wonderful songwriters of 2022, we're also honouring two of our superheroes, Nani Tuiningawai and Nani Ngoingoi Pewhairangi. So I feel the gravity of the occasion even more immensely, having our role as music directors and the tributes that will reign tonight for those supreme women.
How did you guys approach coming up with your tributes tonight and the musical performances? Because as you say, it's quite a big mantle to take on.
Well, we wanted to really celebrate the heart of what we think our music industry is renowned for in our eyes, which is families of sound, communities of sound, and then people coming together of all walks of life, of all genres of music. I think that's what we'll feel tonight, as the heart of family, heart of community of sound.
And I also feel that, you know, tonight we really try to honour the place of everybody's music, and a good song is a great song, reimagined in any way. So tonight I'm really, really proud that we're going to be having some flavours from the reggae whānau, from our operatic whānau, from our kapahaka whānau, all the way through to our pop genres. And I think it's a beautiful statement that it's all amazing, it all has value, and it all has place in the one family of sound.
And speaking of families of sound, quite a bit of your whānau out there tonight as well. Excited.
No pressure.
Excited because, of course, 35 is up for one of the awards. We had a bit of a chat with some of your nephews and nieces. Must be special to be here with them as well.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. I mean, you know, we have a saying in our culture, ko ngā rangatahi ngā rangatiro o our pōpō, the youth are our future leaders. And kāhāua is all about growing those future leaders, and they are leaders in their own right. They're, tonight they're leading as top five in the Silver Scrolls, but they're also a part of a long, long legacy of leadership that we can trace back tonight with Ngoi Ngoi and Tuiningawai. So it's extra special that our kāhāua rangatahi are here tonight, because their ancestors are being acknowledged as well as them. So we have this historic acknowledgement of Ngoi and Tuini, and then we have the legacy of Ngoi and Tuini also being acknowledged tonight.
And as Robin Silla mentioned there were some amazing tributes to Ngoi and Tuini last night, including Tiki Tāne and Te Bandi Gapara Project. There was a very special cover of this song done by the Drax Project, Annie Crummer, and Hātea Kapahaka Group as well, which closed off the night. I think not a dry eye in the house, it would be fair to say.
pretty incredible stuff. We're going to get into the winner of the Silver Scroll itself right now. Pretty impressive stuff that Rob has been doing with not only the work that he and Scylla put into curating last night's event, but all the mahi that he does back home up on the East Coast with his whānau. 35 is a very special song, and last night it was crowned as the Silver Scroll for 2022. Kahau and Rob Ruha, and we're going to have a little listen to a very, very special performance last night, which was a surprise even to Rob and Scylla themselves. They might have been curating this, but they weren't curating their own song. Stan Walker did an incredible cover of 35, so let's get stuck into that. We've got three members of Kahau here. Post-win, you've got the Silver Scroll in your hands. How are you guys feeling?
Oh, we're feeling amazing and we're feeling honoured. Nā mātou te maringai nui ki te whiwhi I tēnei taonga. It's like, you know, our honour to receive this taonga, knowing that this night was to celebrate our nannies, Ngoi Pe Whairangi and Tuini Ngāwai, and to receive this taonga in the one night has been an amazing experience. For us rangatahi from Te Taira Whiti.
And how have you both felt about it? Has it been exciting? Has it been overwhelming? How's it feeling?
Oh, it's been so surreal to receive this an award, just this, our work in that studio, and now to like receive an award for the APRA Awards. It's just so like...
Crazy,
surreal.
Yeah, totally.
I just can't believe it.
Yeah, it's a real privilege. I guess the big thing is being lucky to have the backing of our like hapu and iwi and whānau, and it's gone all over the world, which is out the gate. Yeah, just real proud to be Māori.
Kia ora, Rob, how are you feeling?
Yeah. Pretty overwhelmed. Overwhelmed because of the entire evening, you know. There was magical performances, wicked tributes, some really heartfelt speeches, and yeah, it was a magical night.
It really was. What an incredible celebration of Te Ao Māori tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of heart and a lot of warmth that I think we all needed, you know, after a hiatus of a couple of years, not being in the same room with each other, celebrating each other. We needed a heartfelt expression or our aroha for each other. So it was choice.
Yeah, absolutely. How did it feel to see Stan doing your song? That was so special.
Oh man, Stan and Hummel killed it straight up.
Did you know that was going to happen tonight?
I actually didn't. Their performance was the only performance I didn't sit in on any of the rehearsals, any of the sound checks, and just pretty much said to Stan, bro, do your thing, and I'll see you at the other end. So it was a surprise to me, so it was really
awesome.
Choice.
And you must be proud of your whānau tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, all of our whānau, yeah, our kahau babies are here, but you know, because Moi and Tweenie were also celebrated tonight, there was lots of people from home, from the East Coast, from State Highway 35, here tonight with us celebrating. So, you know, it was really beautiful.
Yeah. That is 35, performed by Stan Walker last night at the APRA Silver Scroll for 2022. 35, track performed by Kahau and Rob Ruha there, was awarded in that very prestigious Hall of Excellent Songwriting as the Silver Scroll last night. Congrats again to Rob, Kaya Hills, Te Amorutu Broughton, Ainsley Tai, Dan Martin, Whenua Pātuai, and the rest of Kahau for an incredible song. Very, very aptly celebrated last night. BFM. Time for our last Silver Scroll moment of the morning. One of the awards that was given out last night was for the APRA Best Original Music in a Series, or Tohu Pairangi. The finalists were all TV shows that I've really enjoyed, actually. Wellington Paranormal, Conrad Whitty, Samuel Scott, and Luke Buddha were the crew who did the amazing soundtrack to that one. The Panthers was nominated, Diggy Dupate, Jonathan Crayford, Joel Tashkoff, aka Choice Vaughan, and Troy Kingy, and One Lane Bridge. The soundtrack by Claire Cowan was also nominated for that award, and it was taken home last night by the Panthers. We heard from Diggy and Joel after the show about how they were feeling. We've got Diggy Dupay, we've got Joel here.
Yeah.
Let's go!
Describe what's in your hands there.
A real heavy award for the best music in a TV series 2022, baby!
And what was that TV series, Diggy?
The Panthers. Very special. Especially for me, you know my story?
Central Auckland.
Exactly, Ponsonby, Grayland, all that.
Hard out. It's been a special night tonight.
Did you see all the performances, right?
Yeah, man, we were having a great time.
We were just like, oh, it's so like... Hearty, like hearty, it was me. Yeah,
totally.
Very on. Proud to be Māori.
Yeah. What are you hoping this is going to lead to? Anything from here or just a good night?
Nah, I'm not. First day, I'm just like, this is the one that I really wanted, you know, like as a writer, as a songwriter, scrap that, as a rapper, like hip hop in that, like we never get looked at, let's be honest, in this world. But bruh, my name is on that.
It looks like we're the first Polynesians on here.
And I'm at the top. I'm at the top too. So it doesn't get lost in the sauce.
Sleeping in the backs, money hungry at the tap, sleep social at the tap, snakes hanging at the game pads, stolen holders for the ramps, stay houses to the flats, and the only lady with the cats. Yeah, the central residential, got OS certain essentials, clocks and coggers, and car by the collar, rep wherever I go, the set is set in my bones, stones are set to get burned, if there's a threat to my herd. You're either a dog or dragging a pony, taking it slowly like having a sternie. Never above me, always beside me, never below me, they be my homies, yeah. Bobby got me feeling VIP at PSC. Get on Sunday morning, I'll wash away my sins at PIC. Bridge.
Welcome to CA. From the Panthers soundtrack, which was awarded Best Original Music in a Series at the APRA Silver Scrolls last night. Thanks to Diggy and Joel, aka Choice Vaughan, for chatting with us. It was such a cool night.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.